And my grandmother Rivka Bas Rav Yosef Isaac, and my uncle Moshe Ben Yitzchok Tzvi. Hashem Yimkum Domav. It says by Maimon Har Sinai, by Yetzei Moshe Esaron Lekras Velikim Min Hamachne. Moshe Rabbeinu went out to the nation towards Klal Yisrael, towards the camp. So state medrash is a pigot of Elazar. Yetzer Moshe l'machne Yisrael, and he woke them. He woke them up from their sleep. He said, "Get up from your sleep. The chosan is already here, and he's being mevakish the kali. He wants to bring her into the chuppah, and he's waiting to give her the type." So this is l'chad. It's a plea on tzuma. How does chayach that the bnei Yisrael they realize such a momentous occasion? The whole tachlis of Yitzias Mitzrayim was to give them the Torah. They're waiting for this momentous occasion, and finally it comes time for Maimon Har Sinai, and they're sleeping. Like, how do we understand such a thing? So Shimon Schwarz Zatzal, the Sefer Maim Beis HaShaevi, says that the Bnei Yisrael at the time thought that the Indian Ramat and Torah is a bechin of a nebuah. And maybe they all went to sleep, and in order to be able to see the nebuah. And the Vua also takes relaxation. It's a Dari Yadua that the Nevi'im before, they were Makabal in the Vua. They used to relax, they used to hear music, to get them in a matzav of Menuchas and Nefesh to be able to take in Menucha. And the emissaries, as far as Nevi'im go, it says, V'mara love Ezvada v'chaloy madaber boy, it was B'chinus of v'chaloy. So they thought that they were now going to be mekabel some great revelations, benevuah, and they went to sleep. So for that, Moshe Rabbeinu had to wake them up to tell them that the Torah is not like benevuah. By benevuah takis, you need to be mekabel akazayim, but to be mekabel the Torah, you have to be well awake with a moyach that's clear, with a clear machshavah, because otherwise it's impossible to learn Torah. And Kabbalah HaTorah is greater than Nevuah, because I'll say Baba Basra Dachim Beis Chochem Adif Minavi. So Kabbalah HaTorah is a higher madrega than being Makabah Nevuah. Nevuah Kitaka be seen in a chazayim, in a sleep, but Torah you have to be awake for. And also they stood on their feet, B'Shas Kabbalah HaTorah says, Vayishyatzvu, Vayamin Ha'om, Yoyim Asher Amadikul, Lefnei Hashem Alekecha L'chayrim. And that's why it's also called Maimed Har Sinai. The standing by Har Sinai. Torah is different than Nevuah. So that's the reason why the Minig Yisrael is that every single year it comes Kagashuas, when the Oirois, when the lights, and the Hashbois, the Maimon Har Sinai, they reawaken. So we have to be Misakin that mistake of the Dor HaMidbar, that thought it was Nevuah. We're Misakin that by staying up at night, and staying up mitoich a clear seichel as possible. And that way we show that Limud HaTorah is a totally different darya than Nevuah. Also, he says, that's why the Seder HaLimudim by night is called Tikkun Leil Shavuos. Tikkun to be Misakin, that which they did at the times of Maimon Har Sinai. To us it's Limud HaTorah, it's not just a Chizoyin, it's not just a Marim. The Gemara in Shabbos that Pechesam in Beis says, the Omer of Yeshua ben Levi said, Kol dibur v'dibur sheyotza mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yotza son nishmosan shel Yisrael. Every dibur that Hashem said, the Nesham of Klal Yisrael left him. Shenemar, nar sheyotza v'dabri. So the Gemara asks, since from the first dibur the Nesham left them, so how were they able to be mekabel the second dibur? Hoyer tal she'osid la'achiz by mesa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought down the dew that he's going to use for tchias ha'mesa v'hefkesh. So that's from Vashnein. What was the purpose of all this, of the yitzias nishmosa? If anything, it was just a kilkel that HaKadosh Baruch had to bring them back. They weren't able to be mekind the set to be mekabel the second dibur. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to revitalize them again. So why allow them to be niftar l'chatchila? What was the limit over here? What's this, the tachlis of the fact that the Neshamas left them. I once heard a Mari de Kipshat. I once heard that a human being is involved in a tug of war between the Guf and the Neshama. The Neshama is created in a Shemayim, in Al Yayim, and it pulls them upward. And the Guf is created from the Tachtayim to the Adama, and it pulls them downward. Now, the same way, if you try jumping, so you put effort into it, you fall right back down again, because gravity pulls you down. Gravity is a tremendous force. And with all of the strength, you try jumping maybe a foot high. How high you could jump? The greatest athlete jumps very high. Over the ice of the earth is a gravitational pull that pulls them back downwards. So that's the case. It's very easy in Ruchnius to be Miyayish, because no matter how hard we try, Lamaisa, we're living in a Gashmiistic world. And the pull of the Gashmiist is tremendous. How does a person stand a chance? You're good. We try, we get into a Ruchniistic Matzah, but it doesn't last all that very long. Lamaisa, the Gashmiist pulls us back down again. It's a shame for a person to be Miyayish. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed that the Koyach HaTorah is such, it's able to pull the Neshama entirely out of the Guf. A person should never be Miyayish. The Koyach HaTorah is much more potent than we think. That a deeper from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to schluck the Neshama out totally. That the Neshama has no grasp on it whatsoever. So it's supposed to give Klal Yisrael chizuk. That if a person attaches himself to Torah, it could lead to a madrega where he's totally mufke. He's totally mufke from his guf, and that should be a tremendous chizuk to us. That's one nekuda. Then he says, you see that Rashi, Parshas Bereishis, he says, Vayipach bi'alech, also in the Nahal Yoinim and in Atachdayim. He made a human being both out of Shemaim, out of the Shama, and in Atachdayim. Why? Because V'yayim Rishni and Shemayim and Oretz. That's evil. Shemayim and Oretz were created V'yayim Rishni. V'yayim Shemi, who was Yerukia, that's what El-Yayim. V'shlishi, V'seira HaYabosha, V'tachtayim. So far it's equal. V'rivi, Ma'ayreis, is what El-Yayim. V'chamishi, Yishu Shemayim, V'tachtayim. So therefore, V'shishi, you have to get even it out. May El-Yayim V'tachtayim. It's not just kin of a master prince of Lamaisa. That El Yoinim and Tachtoinim is still an advantage for the Tachtoinim, because there's a tremendous, tremendous pull downwards. For that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah and he showed us Nafshi Yotza B'Davrei. The deeper of HaKadosh Baruch Hu could totally schlep the Neshama in its direction. For this reason also, the Torah was given on Shabbos. Because Shabbos is the seventh day, it's mufka from the rest of the brief. Sheshes Yimei Bereishis, one might say, back and forth and back and forth. Shemayim Oretz, both. Shabbos is total ruchni. Shabbos Yimei Olam Haba. So Shabbos and the Torah go hand in hand. That's why the Torah was written on Shabbos. And the same way, the Torah has the Torah of schlepping a person upwards towards Hashem. Shabbos, which is Ruchni's Me'ein Olam Haba, it's from the Chelek HaShemayim, that also pulls upward. That's also why the Agadah of Matan Torah is in the Sefer Shabbos. It's Yadua, that nothing is a coincidence. If you find an Agadah in a certain Mesefta, it has a Shaykhus to that Mesefta. Torah, which pulls the Neshama upwards, out of the clutches of the Guf, and Shabbos, they go hand in hand. They pull us upwards out of the clutches of the Koyach of the Guf. It's very befitting that who is the one that says this memra that Yotze Nishmasam Neshama left them as Shulman Levi. Shulman Levi walked up to Ganei with his goof. He walked up alive. He wasn't lifted. He walked up Mechayev. What's the pshat? He was so totally mufka from Olam Hazeh. By him, the Torah was so all encompassing that it schlepped him. He was able to walk up into Ganei. And it's not for no reason that we find in numerous places, Ezel ben Olam Haba, such and such. Let's ask the question, Shad Ezel ben Olam Haba, Chol Yisrael Yesh Lokei Olam Haba. We said that there's two different dargas. There's getting a chelik in Olam Haba and getting skywalls in Lovite. But there's another darga being a ben Olam Haba down here. And that's a rarity. So Hashem, if he said the Torah gives us that yecholus, it's able to schlep us up out of the goof, that a person can be an Olam Haba while he's still alive down here, thus is that an Olam Haba. That is one machshava in this Gemara. I saw that the Sefer Eitzus HaTeira, he tells us mainly on the second chelik of the member. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought them back, B'tal Shel Tichya. Brought them back, B'tal Shel Tichya. But the member says like this, there's a Medrash in Shir HaShirim, on the Pasuk, Chikoy Mamtakim, his words, the words of his palate are sweet. Shteik Medrash says it. Kishamar HaKadosh Baruch Ani Hashem Elokecha, right away the Neshamas of Klal Yisrael left. Once they were nifted, the Torah started begging HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rachim, and he said, Reminder Shleilam, is it shayav that a king marries off his daughter to someone, and he kills Ben Beitzah, he kills the son-in-law? The whole world is being sameach together with me, and your children are dying? Immediately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them back the neshamas, as it says, Torah says, Hashem Tamimah, Mishim Isnavish. So it's just how Torah is. He says, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do this? So he said, this comes to teach us, Dalidei the Torah, a person can be Zaycha, Tanisim Gluyim, and even to Tchias HaMesim. And it doesn't have to be Tchias HaMesim, it could be Nisim behind the scenes that we don't even realize. But if a person is Isaac in Torah, he can be Zaycha in a life that's L'mailim and Ateva. He may not even realize it. But behind the scenes, there's many Yeshuas that come to him on a regular basis. The Pandav Zharov used to say over a Meisah that during World War I, the Russian army was advancing, and they came into the city of Taverik. In the middle of the night, they see a little candle burning in a house. Who's up now in the middle of the night? Must be spies. Must be people planning. You know, the Russians have that mentality, you know. paranoid. It's probably some people plotting against us. So they burst into the house. There's an elderly kid sitting bent over a rambam, sitting in the hallway window. There's a Ron Burstein, the Taverik Rav. He's busy harping over a rambam. He says, you're being accused of spying, whatever. We're taking you out to be killed. So he didn't lose himself. Okay, listen, I have to be killed. So do me a favor, please. Can you give me just a half hour? I'm in the middle of a shver rambam. At least let me finish being with Bar the Rambam. Okay. They're so flabbergasted at the request. They were shocked and okay, good, for another half hour, and then we're taking you out. So after the half hour, the German army advanced, and they blew in there, the Russians ran away. Tavrig Rav was saved. You want the rubber? Give me another half hour. Right. Torah has a way of saving people, whether it's open, whether it's nisim gluyim, or whether it's behind the scenes. So that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it adapted like that, to show us that the Torah could be made. The Gemara Shabbos Daf Peches says, "Ayisgatzvu b'sachti sahar." The Lamed, this teaches me, "Shekofa aleim HaKadosh Baruch Hu sahar kigigis." HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed upon them the mountain like a tub, like a cave. But Amar Lahem, he said to them, "Imatem mekablum es haTorah mutiv." If you want to be mekabel the Torah, good. Yemlav shom teikuras. And if not, this will be your burial spot. So the Farshim asked the Kasha, "What is the significance of kafalim es har kigigis, like a tub, like a cave? Kafalim es har. What is those kigigis?" So the Ben Ishchai says of Pshat, the Rishonim ask a question, why the Chlau was it necessary to force them to be Makabal the Torah? They said Nasa V'Nishma. So the Rashba answers that Nasa V'Nishma was only on Torah Shabbat Pesach. But Torah Shabbat Pesach is a much more difficult thing to be Makayim. And they weren't Makabal that so willingly. So for that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Kofleim Sahar Kedigus. Of the Ben Ishchai, that that's the symbolism of the Gigas. A Gigas is a keli. It's an empty keli. If you're only mekabel on yourself, Torah Shemitzav, without Torah Shabbal Peh, that's an empty keli. It's only together with Torah Shabbal Peh to be able to be mevarer all the prophet, that then it becomes full. Of a Torah Shemitzav without Torah Shabbal Peh, That's an empty cave. That's a pshat that the Ben Ishkai says. I saw another pshat when I'm going from Moshe Soloveitchik of Zurich, Switzerland. He's coming to teach us something else over here. He says, somebody that lives in this big tub, he could probably survive. You know, he makes some holes, you know, in the thing, and he survives. He breathes in the oxygen. But what kind of a life is that? It's a life of mamish, a limited perspective. He lives there between. Maybe he'll have a little window he could look out from his little vantage point. Imagine living in a little mugbuldikir building where you have air coming in through holes and you have a little window to look out with. How limited. That's called tunnel vision. You can't see around you, you have no perspective whatsoever. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling them, coupling Sahara Kigigas. Without the Torah, you can maybe survive in Olam Hazeh, but your vision is total vision. You see you're eating and drinking, and you see your tithes, and you see your little vacation you take every now and then, and then you see more eating and drinking, and more tithes, and more Yetzirah. That's all you see. Then it's good. Then your perspective broadens. You see Aganza Velt, you're able to see what Chaim is all about. You have goals, you have a purpose in life, you have a broad perspective of what life is all about. But Kozman, you don't have to tell you, your life is like living in a bathtub. Your life is living in a little keli where maybe you could survive. Or where your life is mitzumtzum and you're not able to see anything but what. Meister that was set over. There was a fellow that lived in Rad, Yoski they called him. And he was like the town of Shugan. So whenever he used to see a guy with a little box of tobacco, he says, "Here, let me have some. Can I get a smell?" They gave him a smell. "Ah, that's a schmeck. Target was his garnish. Nothing." He says, "Here, you can't get a good snuff of tobacco." He asked another guy, "Ah, that's a schmeck. Target was his garnish." In Vilna, that's the place where they really produce, you know, tabak. But here, and whoever gave my shmek tabak, that's nothing. Build it. So finally somebody told them, half jokingly, half serious, and says, "If you want the shmek tabak, mother, go to Build it. Get yourself a shmek tabak." You know, he says, "You're right, I'm going right now." In those days, to travel to Vilna from Rodden, until you got to the train station, you had to get on a wagon with the muddy roads that were until you got to the train station, you already used the motion. Then to get on a train and to go to Vilna, the guy went all the way to Vilna, and he comes back. "I was in Vilna. Yeah, you can get a shmek tabak." And he came back with a little bit of tabak he brought back, and he showed everybody, "This is Vilna tabak." They're laughing from him. "I'm rather son of Shaita Shavayla." Went all the way to Vilna to get a little shmek tabak. So the Chofetz Chaim overheard people laughing. He says, "What's this?" Yoski the Meshuggah, he says, came back. He brought back a shmek tabak. Chofetz Chaim says, "We came from a much further place than from Rodden to Vilna. We came all the way from Shamayim, 1,000 times further than from Rodden to Vilna. And what do we do down here? We don't come back with a shmek tabak. So if we would spend our time loading up and bringing petrol up there is good. The problem is that we get carried away with the grain of chitin. And we get, we bring back a shmek tabak. We have to strengthen ourselves to make sure that we don't make the same mistake traveling so far and only come back with a shmek tabak." So if somebody doesn't have Torah, then his perspective, that's it. Life is all about a shmek tabak. A pleasure here, a pleasure there, an arishkeit here, an arishkeit there. The Torah broadens our perspectives. Hashem, if you said that was the kofalein asahar ki yigish, but that's for like a keli. Without the Torah, you're living in an enclosed keli without any perspective. On Shavuos, the minhag is that we learn Megillas Rus. What's the reason why we learn Megillas Rus? So there's numerous reasons given. There's a medrash. The medrash says that the same way Rus, she came to Klal Yisrael, and Kabbalah San Mitzvahs, Al-Yidei Poverty, and Al-Yidei Yisurim. Klal Yisrael, they came to Kabbalah San Torah. Also Al-Yidei Poverty and Yisurim. They went through Golos Mitzrayim. They came to the Midbar. They were hungry in the Midbar, they were thirsty in the Midbar. Finally they got the man, and finally they were Zeichet to Matan Torah. To be Zeichet to Torah, you first have to go through the hardships. Like we already mentioned last week, the the hardships, they plow us, they soften us, so that the hard heart, the leva evan, gets softened up and is able to be makabel the limudim of the Torah. Shari Tshuva brings down another reason of Shem's grandfather, the Bechor Shar. So state in the Medrash that David HaMelech was nifter on Shavuos. Hashem is mamalos and they say Shal Tzadikim. So Mestamim, David HaMelech was nifter on Shavuos. So Mestamim, he was born on Shavuos. Yes, he was born on Shavuos. We lay in Megillas Rus, which is Miyachas David HaMelech. I always had a problem with this, you know. So it comes out, there's no shaykhs to Kabbalah Satay. It's his birthday. Since when do we make a big deal out of birthdays? You know, it's like, in Yiddishkeit, that's not really such an important thing. Obviously, there has to be a shaykhs between Kabbalah Satayra and the Leda of David. So I like to be Magdan. I saw a Moridik Maimer this year on Megillas Rus, the Sefer Mishpat Seisov. It says a Moridik Akdama with a Moridik Yisayt. To be Magdim, before I say the Yisoy that he says, I want to be Magdim, Chavetz Chaim said a beautiful word. David HaMelech says about Torah, Misuki Midvash V'Noyfes Tzufa. It is sweeter than Torah and the drippings of the honeycomb. So to Chavetz Chaim, it's a Dovi Yedua, that honey has the power of changing something into honey. If something falls into honey, and it's there for a while, it becomes honey. Atkidekak is a shitas apayskin that brings down if something trait fell into honey. It was there long enough. Even if there's no bitl beroyv, honey is mahabak and it's mutter to eat everything.
It lasts forever.
What?
Honey never spoils.
Right.
Whatever falls in there spoils either.
Yeah. But it turns into honey. Honey is mahabak. So Zachter Chavetz Chaim, the Torah is mesukim in bash, the Torah is much more potent than Dvash. If Dvash could be Mahapach, something into Dvash, then the Torah could be Mahapach, something which is great, and it could be Mahapach into something good. I just saw recently that the Pandav Yisroel, when he first came to Eretz Yisroel, so one of the Zionist leaders told him, he says, Rabbi, he says, what happened to Pandav Yisroel? What happened to Tells? What happened to Ger? What happened to Bells? What happened to all these cities? They're gone. Lost. What do you have to show for it? Come to our kibbutz Nahalel. Beautiful to see the lush fields that the chalutzim, that they worked hard on. There you'll have something and become part of us. He wanted to shtech the Panav Yisroel. The Panav Yisroel told him, let's wait 50 years. And then we'll see whose karech is strong, your karech or our karech. Says, in Yerushalayim, there used to be the Lemel school, it was called. It was a school where they raised Kofrim. They managed from a chanuch children to hate Torah, to hate religion. What's that Lemel school area today? It's a big yeshiva with kids with the problem to pay it. And it's just hanging out. They're sitting and learning, managed hundreds of kids. There was an Edison Theater that was open on Shabbos. The Rav Amram Blauzatzal, he was Moisin Nevesh, he stood online to buy a ticket on Shabbos. He stuck his head into the booth. He said, I'm not moving from here. And they were beating him from inside and kicking him from the back. I'm not budging. What's the Edison Theater today? There's a Beis HaKnesses there. And there's a complex of houses. There's a Satmar Gil that's there. Then there was the Histadrut of Poalim. You know, the Labor Party had a major building over there. What's it today? Today it's an office building of Chesed organizations. So there's a big chasen hall. Totally in this hapach. It was a kibbutz Ein Charod that was known for its sinas hatayru. When the Pandav Yisroel first came, he declared in the drasha, start writing tefillin for Ein Charod. They're all going to be putting on tefillin one day. Not long before the Pandav Yisroel was nifter, there was a delegation that came to invite him. They're opening up a Beis HaKnesses in Ein Charod. So Pandav Yisroel says, it's not yet a yeshiva. He said there's going to be a yeshiva there. It's not yet a yeshiva. Over Epis. Epis, something is moving over there. Then, years later, a group of people from Ein Charod came. They want to see what a yeshiva. They came to Pandav Yisroel. They want to first see a yeshiva. So Rav Ron Kahneman said, maybe it's already time to open up a yeshiva. Are you? We're not ready yet.
Aber, we're coming to see what it is. She said, would you have ever dreamt years ago that you're going to come and want to see what a yeshiva is? So I said, no. She said, the same way you never would have dreamt that. Now you can't dream there's going to be a yeshiva. There's going to be a yeshiva there. In the year 2007, there was a fellow, I forgot already his first name, his last name was Rabbi Tisling. He was an anchor of the founder of this kibbutz, who was an avowed atheist, who was an anchor of some gadol whose kedushim were mentioned in Svarim. So this Yiftach, I think, was his name, Yiftach Tisling, Rabbi Yiftach Tisling, a Magid Shir, they made a seer in Ein Karod on Sefer Brachas, him and his shir in the central dining room. The families came to celebrate the seer. That's the Koyach HaTayra. Koyach HaTayra is a Koyach of being Mahapach. That's the Koyach HaTayra. That's Hadamah, to what I'm about to say. Now, the Shem Yishmuel, it's a passion. Why did Rishamayah be, have to be the one to be the Imer Shalmalchus? So if you felt Yiddish and Sikonios, they were not Roy, that their descendants should bring have Malchus. Rishamayah said it had to be Rus Hamayah be. So the Shem Yishmuel brings down the Mayu that he is sorry from his aid of the Kotzker. The Kotzker says, B'derech HaTeva, naturally, you should not have been Malchus and Baal Yisrael. Why? Malchus means that once someone is misgoyah over everybody else, over Klal Yisrael's Ishechot B'Leivechot, we're all one. So how can one be misgoyah over the other? That Moshe Rabbeinu was able to do it is not a tella, because Moshe Rabbeinu's neshama was of a higher source. It wasn't even, it was L'mayla from his book. So that he was able to rule over Klal Yisrael is not a tella. But that there should be regular Malchus and Klal Yisrael, that's Shaloy Kiderech HaTeva of Klal Yisrael. And this is why the Mida of Geus, the Mida of Gaiva, had to be imported from a different nation. Klal Yisrael B'derech HaTeva, Hashem says about Gaiva, Ein Ani B'hu Yechon Lod B'Kipa Achas. Gaiva is a Mias of Mida. So they had to import it from a different nation. The Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Shomanu Ge'oin Moyot. We heard the Gaiva of Moyot. Gam Mo'oi. His gaiva, his haughtiness, his pride, it's all shekel b'chaz. Moya was known for his gaiva. In order for there to be Malchus and Klal Yisrael, they had to import the midah of gaiva to be used. Now, for states, you have to be matar gaiva. Gaiva is a terrible thing. If a person is about gaiva, Hashem can't live together with it. That bedafka had to come to someone that was tor. Rusano Yavia, that was mitzar herself, that she broke herself. She was machnir herself to go around. She was a daughter of a king. She went around on her hands and knees picking like a chicken payah. And then the guy went over to David HaMelech, who was Omu V'yageya Batayra. That was Mahapah Vamida Gaiva into something which was a tool that was used for bringing Klal Yisrael under the rulership of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the tachlis. By Shaul HaMelech you find, what's the reason why he lost the Malchus? Im koton ato be'inecha, reish shifte Yisrael achta. Because he had the midah of Anova, the king can't have the midah. He can't live by the midah of Anova. The shetzer, you have to have the midah of Anova, but you also have to have gaiva. Shaul was perfect in everything, and he didn't have any gaiva. And Kotnato Benavi didn't stand up to the people when they wanted to plunder things from Amalek. He didn't stand up to them. He didn't have that midah. David HaMelech inherited the midah of Gaiva from Rus. Shalofi said, it's very understandable why we learn Megillus Rus, because Megillus Rus is the bringing of Gaiva. What's Machshir, the Gaiva? Taira. Without the Torah, we wouldn't be able to import that. So it's not just that it's the birthday of David HaMelech as the day that he was born. It's the day of the birth of Malchus. Because it's only on the day Kabbalah's HaTorah, and it's only on the day Amelus V'yegiyah B'Torah, that we're able to be mashed this union of Gaiva, and that leads to Malchus and Klal Yisrael, and that will lead to the tikkun of Klal Yisrael, Osilovay, the Melech HaMashiach, and the tikkun of the entire world. I found another Shem Yishmuel that mamish fits in perfectly with what the Shem Yishmuel says. Shem Yishmuel, that Shem Yishmuel is the Bamidbar, I've got it really there.
better you had that first name, Shemi Shmuel is. But this Shemi Shmuel is on Shavuos, Tafreshayim Gimel, I think. She says the following. What's the meaning of eating Shtei HaLechem, bringing the Shtei HaLechem out of Chometz V'Davgir? She says the meaning is matzah has in it the three Yisaitis of the Bria. And that is, it has in it Eish, because the fire bakes it, has Mayim and Adama, because the wheat comes from Adama. But it's missing Ruach, it doesn't blow up, it doesn't raise itself. The Chometz, on the other hand, in addition to everything, has Ruach, it's Nisgoya. So Hashalom Pizeh, it's B'davka on Shavuos that we brought in this Inyan of being Nisgoya, the Inyan of Ruach, that we bring the Shtei HaLechem, and we bring it out of Chometz. Now with this I answered up a Ha'ara that was always bothering me, and I think when the person speak about it, I never really saw a good shot. After Rus was Megayer, it still continues to call her Rus Hamayavia, Rus Hamayavia, Rus Hamayavia. Like, why is the Pasuk Maskah she's a Mayavia? Teretz says that was the whole Tachlis for bringing her into Klal Yisrael, the Mida of Mayav, that had with it the Mida of Gaiva, that's brought into Klal Yisrael. She took the Toiv out of Mayav, and she brought it with her, and with that, it came into Klal Yisrael. So that is the Inyan of Malchus that came into Klal Yisrael, and this is what we celebrate on Shavuos. He wrote some Tachlis, we should be Zoyche, that the Melech HaMashiach should appear very soon. We'll take a see the Geoin Yaakov, the Geus, the Kedusha. She'll have a good trail of the Yom Kippur.